and you're not going to hit the wrong.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you for this crowd that we've got tonight. We praise you, Father, that it's going to be an awesome time. And Lord, we do. We thank you for the trials that you put us in to spotlight
Amen. Thank
some
you,
of the
Lord.
things that we may be doing that we don't care much for. And I thank you for doing that, Father. And Lord,
Michael, you muted yourself.
I see better. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We praise you, Father, for the work you're doing in us. We thank you, Lord, for bringing down the deep state. We praise you, Father, for raking out all this garbage in us. Lord, I thank you for showing us who we are in you, Lord. That we're not a beaten down bunch. That we are your brother and your sons and your daughters. Lord, that the power that you have, we have as well. Because we're in you and you're in us. And we thank you, Lord, for waking us all up to that fact that every day that we don't pray, somebody else is hurt. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you for a wonderful meeting tonight. Thank you for your leading and your guidance too, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anybody got a prayer request? Jimmy, you got a song? Okay. Hey, Barbara, Andrew, Ben. Let me get here. There we go. All right. I may share with you a little bit tonight, but let's go ahead and play something if you got it, something ready. Okay. Lot of times I run across things trigger a knowledge that I have and something that I haven't used in a while. And it makes me sad that I haven't been doing the things that God has asked me to do. And I know we all get that away at times. I do. I can tell you I have in the past. And one of the things is praying and believing for other people around you. And just stuff like that, it pops up every now and then. Because we have absolute a holy priesthood that the Lord has given us, and He's given us His voice because we're His spokesman or ambassador, His person that's ruling on the earth now through the word that comes out of our mouth. And we become God's will toward a Satan rural world, a deep state world. We're taking Jesus's place. That's a big responsibility. We're acting in his stead. And sometimes we don't understand the ramifications that we can be making in the world with our prayers, even in the things around us. And I've really come to that knowledge just here in the last few days. It's been awesome. Anyway, you ready, Judy? Okay, let's play a good speak to the mountains or whatever it is.
Never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna sing. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Ooh, thank you, Lord. That's a good one. Don't shrink back from being used by God. If I shrink back, God ain't got no pleasure in me, does he? He don't. Because God can act through each and every one of us in a mighty way. He's given us the power to do that, the authority to do that. Ooh, Lord of God. That's a good song, Judy. All right. Anybody got anything to pray about? Yeah, Judy.
Well, I have a testimony. I'm going to give God praise. He is good. He is faithful. And he brought me through a fire, literally, yesterday. It wasn't threatening my apartment. You see it. Feedback. How come I'm getting feedback? Oh, Debbie has her mic open.
Sorry.
Hey, Debbie.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Sorry. This thing is. Okay.
Oh, all right, I'm muted. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyhow, yesterday, about, I don't know, it was 2 something my time. And sirens are going off and everything, and I'm praying stuff down, like, you know, for praying safe, peace and safety and stuff. And I could tell that they were coming, where they were coming from, and that they went that way. And anyhow, about maybe 30 minutes, 20, 30 minutes later, maybe not even that long, my neighbor comes banging on my door. Hey, Julie, you want to see the fire? I'm like, no, but I got up from my desk and went outside, and I walked, you know, we're on the second floor, so we walked down to the end of the complex here, part of my neighbor's house in front of their door. And you can see the flames, the just huge billowing smoke. And I'm like, oh God, this is what I prayed against, you know? So I started, you know, I was in my heart, I was going, no, this is not what I prayed for. And I was just in my mind, I was, you know, commanding the angels and just watching it and stuff. And it's like, why? And I outside, you know, with my mouth, I just said, you know, it's like, well, they'll get it put out. You know, they got the crew on there, and there's helicopters flying around, there's planes flying around, sirens up, you know, emergency vehicles up and down this road. And it was, this went on for a while. And they put out an evacuation notice. My phone was going off from the sheriff's department, you know, that this is where the fire was at, and, you know, that they were warning, you know, people to be on standby to evacuate, and if they had animals, you know, in that area, to start evacuating now, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like their normal protocol and all that stuff. So I went back in to work, and I just told Fred, well, I'm going back to work. I'm going to let them work, but I got work to do, and I went back to work. And of course, I was trying to work, but I couldn't because of all the, you know, stuff going on. And fear was trying to come on me, and anxiety and all that stuff. So I had to do warfare. And so anyhow, this went on for like 2 hours, and I reached out and texted a few people to pray in agreement with me that this is, they're going to get it contained, and the angels are already putting it out and all that stuff. And that's what I was confessing. But this stuff just would not get off of me. I could not work. I couldn't focus. And I just had to do warfare. So, you know, every now and then when I'd hear more sirens, I'm like, okay, that was like the sheriff's, and they're going back and forth on this road. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I have to look at the map because they send you a notification where it is. And I look on the map to see where it was and where they had the shelter place and all that stuff. And then I would go outside and I'd see they're still flying around, and the smoke was, you know, the thing had spread, you know, which is what I had prayed it wouldn't do, but it has spread. But that's what fires do. They spread. And it was windy. The wind picked up and it shifted. And I'm like, I started doing warfare. I stood out there by myself and I was praying in the spirit. And I was praising and thanking God. You know, it's like there, no one can, this fire, no name, no nothing can stand before the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. And I just started praising God that they were getting it contained, and thanking God. And and that this fire was going out and is contained, and the angels were there, and people were safe, and if it was arson, you know, that they would find the person who did it and where it started, and all that kind of thing. And then I was thinking about the person who I get my eggs from. She lives out there, and she's out of town. I think she went by herself, but she's out of town. So I'm like, and she works for Cal Fire. So I'm sure she probably got some kind of notification too, because of where she lives and because of who she works for. And I was praying for her because I'm sure she was worried about her animals and their farm and all that kind of stuff. So I was praying for her. And well, anyhow, it's just, it finally calmed down. Got less, it was quieter, and I could still hear stuff, flying around above me. And I was watching him dropping the fire retardant down there. And it's like, they're going to get it put out. But man, I had such warfare in my to go against fear and anxiety and stress and worry. And it's like, well, the winds weren't blowing it this way. But when they shifted, I'm like, oh, no. And I was telling the winds to be still. And I was just doing everything I could think of, in that situation and stuff. And when you can see it, I mean, it was probably 2 or 3 miles away directly, as the birds, as the crow flies, as they say. So it was not that far away, and just a lot of smoke and all the sirens, and you got stuff flying over your home and stuff. It's a little unnerving and unsettling. So I couldn't focus, and I had to do what I was doing. But anyway, they got it put out. Everything quieted down, and but I just praise and thank God to, that he, he's with me. And I don't have to, because the enemy was just kind of putting all that on us. And I just kept confessing the Lord. I just kept confessing the Lord and how I prayed. And it's like, no, you give me authority over this stuff. It's not, and I trust you, I trust you, God. Anyhow, it's just these little things we have to go through, these trials. But thank you, Lord. You are faithful and you are good. And I thank you, Lord. I bless all the first responders and Cal Fire and all that they do, and that they were on it, and they, literally it did not get out of control, which it could have. I just thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Glory be to God. I saw a testimony earlier of this young teenage girl that had a wreck, terrible wreck. And the firemen came out there and they couldn't get her out of the car. It was so torn up. And she was wound up in that thing in a bad way. And she was praying. And then all of a sudden, this guy came up that was dressed in I think it was a black policeman's kind of a geared up, I think he said. But he came over and he had some oil and he anointed the car, and told him, he said, now you could get it up, get her out. You could get her out. They walked away. Fireman came up, brought some more tools, got her out right immediately, almost immediately. Got her out of there. And then they turned around to look to see where the preacher had gone, and he had disappeared. And they checked 30 places around that area for preachers that might have stopped then. None of them had ever, didn't even know about the wreck. So they believe it was an angel that came there, set that girl free, got her out of that wreck. It's an awesome miracle. Thank you, Lord. That's what prayer does. She was praying. She was praying. Yep. Speaking of prayer, Julie, did you want to wait just a few minutes and then play it, or you want to play it now?
Whenever you want me
Yeah.
to.
Let's wait about 5 minutes more. Let everybody get their handkerchiefs and their towels ready. Go ahead, Missy.
Everybody has to have their camera on.
Have to have a what?
Just kidding.
Have to have that
Everybody
water.
has to have your camera on, your video. You got to have your video going. Nobody's allowed to hide their tears.
Anna, you might ought to get the boys
It's
in
a
there to wash
tearjerker.
this. Anna, you might want to get the boys in there to wash this. This would be good for them. This would be good for them. All right, anybody got anything they want to pray about before we get started in this very good little film? It's not but about 9 minutes long. Go ahead, Miss.
Not necessarily want to pray per se. Maybe I'll lead to that. I want to praise the Lord and thank the Lord. I've been going through a trial for I don't know, maybe a week and a half or more, and a couple different things have been really bothering me, and and yesterday I was in very uncomfortable and in pain or whatever, but it's like I'd say since this trial started, it's like every day I have to take a nap because it just really blows my strength and energy. But I was feeling much better last night. I had one little thing kind of bothering me. I got up this morning and I felt a twinge of it yet, but it just went away. And I felt so good today. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. So good compared to what I had been feeling, you know. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for I just kept confessing. I'm already healed. I'm already healed. I don't receive this. I abide in Jesus. He's in me. I'm in him. I'm not under the curse. You know, in him is no curse. And in the heavens, there's no curse. There's no pain. He bore the pain. You know, I just kept, and I went and rode my bike today. And that went really well. And I was like, oh, that was probably the best bike ride I've had since I started riding my bike. I think the first time I rode it might have been in March because we had a warm spell in there. But it's like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We are all healed. We all have the strength and the energy that we need, and we believe we've already received the DNA restoration, and we have the divine health of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the trials that cause us to just confess your word and believe your word and not back down, be dogmatically determined that we're not gonna allow the enemy to inject doubt and unbelief and fear and anxiety. Strengthen us, Lord, to continue to fight the good fight of the faith. And we just praise you and thank you, Lord, that it's already done. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. By your stripes, we were healed. It's already done. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Okay, we have a special treat for everybody. Hey, Joe. Good to see you, buddy.
Morning, everybody.
Buddy. So go ahead and show that thing, Julie.
Okay, just when I watch, I've only watched this one time, but it was really moving. I noticed that some of the it's got closed caption on there, so it automatically puts up the captions and what they're saying, but some of them are a little bit off, just FYI, so you'll have to listen close.
You could hit the closed caption and put it up.
You know, I looked for that in here and I couldn't find it, Michael, in the settings, so I
Oh,
would have tried
okay.
that. I did try that. I didn't find it.
Double click to hear the
I'm
full
so
screen.
glad.
It's not loud.
Nice deep breath.
I have the volume up all the way that, it's you're gonna have to control the volume on your own end because I have it up all the way. You see that?
Yeah.
So you have to turn your volume up.
Yeah.
You're
I'm
okay.
sorry.
Why?
I'm a bad kid.
No,
Yeah,
you're not.
I'm a bad kid.
You're not a bad kid,
I
Kaylee.
caused trouble.
No.
No, you don't.
You just skateboard. You're
Deep
okay. I
breath,
love
baby.
my mom.
I miss my mom. Where's my
I'm
mom?
right here.
I miss my
I'm
mom.
right here, Kaysen. Kaysen.
Hi, Jesus. You're so beautiful.
He's in a dream. He's dreaming.
Too bad.
Oh, there's hot chicken.
I think your mama will get you some.
Yeah.
Jesus, when are you coming back? We need you. I need you. I miss you, Jesus. I miss you. Dad, you're so pretty. Hi, Dad. Do you see me skateboarding?
His dad passed away a year ago.
Oh my God.
He's so pretty. He's so pretty.
It's okay.
Mom loves you, Dad.
Ready to go?
She tells you all the time. I love mom and mom loves you, Dad. I love mom. My mom's the best. She's the best mom ever.
You're heavier with the car seat. You're doing so good, Kaysen.
But that's not my name.
Huh?
My name is Brian.
Brian! My name is Brian.
Hi, Dad.
Okay, Brian.
You're so beautiful. Oh, you're so beautiful. You have so beautiful hair. Dad, you're so beautiful. I can't wait to see you. Can you give me a hug? Dad, I'm sorry, Dad. I'll treat mom better. I'll try. I'll listen. I promise. Yeah, I promise.
He'll listen. He promises.
I know, I'm like bawling over here.
Sweet.
Do you see Mom and Isaiah? Isaiah is so cute.
No, brother.
Oh. How old is your brother?
Dad, you're so beautiful. Give me a hug, Dad. I miss you, Dad. I wish I could tell you all the stories I tell. Mom misses you. And Kaden misses you. Isaiah misses you a lot. I'm glad I'm talking to you, Dad. I'm sorry. I love you, Mom.
I love you too, Kaysen.
I hope that my dad is with me.
Your dad is always with you.
Oh, he's so pretty. I wish I was with
It's okay, Kason.
I miss Dad. I miss you, Dad.
Shh. It's okay, Kason.
I miss my friends. I miss you, Dad.
Kason. Hey, Kason.
I love you, Dad.
Kason.
Oh, God is so pretty.
Kason.
God is so pretty.
Kason. Hey, look at me.
He has fire eyes.
Kason.
Yeah, he does.
I know you'll save everyone.
Yeah, you're so sweet, buddy.
I'll pray for my nurses. I'm okay. So happy for my nurses.
Kason. Can you see now? Can you see?
I see heaven. Heaven is so pretty.
Kason.
It's so pretty. Papa! Yeah. Hi, Papa! I miss you. Give me a hug, please. Papa, you're so strong.
In the waist?
Dad, you have big muscles. You're so strong.
Kason. Hey. Kason.
Mom misses you, Dad. Mom loves you a lot. She wishes you were here. Mom's so beautiful. I miss you, Dad. I miss you, Papa.
Is she something to drink?
Okay, baby.
I miss you, Dad. Don't go away, please. Don't.
Is this normal? Okay.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, God. You're so pretty. Did you see my mom? She's so pretty. She works so hard to provide for us, and I love her so much.
Wake up, buddy.
I want to be better for her. I'm so mean.
You're not mean. You're just a teenager.
I'm so mean.
No, you're not.
I say no to you, Mom. I'm sorry. I met a lot of friends, Dad. You'd be so... I hope you'd be proud of me. And you would be so proud of Isaiah. He's so smart. He's so cute. I miss you, Papa. I haven't seen you in a while. I can't wait to see you again. I'm sorry, Jesus.
Kason.
You should see my mom, Jesus. My mom Kason. Provides for us. She loves you, Jesus. She loves you, Mom. She loves you, Dad.
Okay. Are you awake now?
Jesus loves you. Jesus loves having that talk with you. I love you so much. I want to spread the gospel more. The nurses were so nice. Make sure you make the nurses go to heaven. They're so nice to me. Everyone. My mom is so helpful. She provides for her family. She forgives. She reads the Bible. Sent it to heaven.
My. Little boy's vision. Had a skateboarding accident. Lord, let him see his dead dad that had died. I don't know what he died from. Anyway, hope y'all enjoyed that. Wipe the eyeballs. Yeah, me too. I hope he does remember what he saw. All right. Say this, don't miss tomorrow night. Gonna be awesome. All right, has anybody got anything they'd like to share? I do want to say a few things myself, if I can. I want to read it out of in his presence document. That our prayers bring the very presence of God upon men in any part of the world, because this is cooperating with him. God, through you, is ruling the demons and evil forces all over the world. You become his voice in that name. The word really becomes a sword of the spirit. And it's waging a war against demoniacal forces who rule men. And his word through our lips dominate those world forces. They don't know it, but they feel cramped, bound, hindered, and conquered. Jesus said, "In my name you shall cast out demons." That means rule them, govern them. And God, through you, then can sway the nations. He can turn the nations back. Now you can understand 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 1, where it says, laboring together with him in the King James. How? Through this marvelous prayer life. You've entered the holy priesthood in your prayer life. You could be God's voice, his spokesman, his ambassador, his under ruler in Jesus' name through the word coming out of your lips. And you become God's will for a Satan-ruled world. You're taking Jesus' place. You're acting in his stead. You're his ambassador. And once more, God is set free among men. And if you remember that God gave to Adam dominion over all the universe, that dominion was restored to us through Jesus. But it's not a bit of a value to us unless we, Jesus' people, use that authority in his name. But that authority was given to an individual, Adam. Now the authority is given to us as believers in the name. Jesus exercised that dominion. He ruled the sea. He ruled the fish. He ruled the human body. He made legs grow where they had been amputated. He fed the multitudes. Jesus did not exercise any authority or ability that's not possible in his name today. And someday, there's going to rise a people who's going to take Jesus' place and bless humanity just like Jesus blessed them back there in Galilee. I remember what Jesus said in Matthew 28, 18 through 20. All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples, not converts, but students of the word. And make disciples of all nations. And in verse 20, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of this age. He's with us in the word, that living word. He's with us in his name. He's with us in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And we join forces with him in this prayer life that we're supposed to have. that all authority was given to him as the head of the church, and is for the church to use. And the authority that is in his name is in your lips. You let that authority loose, you give it liberty, and it blesses men. He's made us all sons, daughters of God. He's given us the name. He's given us the Holy Spirit. He has restored all that Adam had lost and more, because we are now Satan's rulers. We're masters of demons and laws that sin brought into being. Why did he redeem us? Why make us new creations? Why make us righteous? Why dwell in us? Why give us the name? Why say that in Jesus' name we could cast out demons? What did he expect us to do after making us all this? Just to be good, neutral sons and daughters who never face the enemy, who simply read the word, but never act on it, who do not take our redemption and our new creation seriously? Is he mocking us? Is his word like a dry cloud in a drought? Is Satan invincible? Do we have to yield to Satan's dominion and Satan rule circumstances? Must we say that tanks, planes, and bombs are to rule the world, or is God still living? And are we tied up with him? And I can feel God's question to you. And he's saying to us, have you taken these facts as seriously as your nation has taken the laws of man? Is my redemption, my creation, as real as the tax? Does it mean anything? Folks, we're surrounded by demoniacal forces that are dominating the human on earth. And if the church has an authority over thee, then ain't nobody got it. But the church has. He's given it to us. Every one of us. Praise God. And I'm glad that he has. The problem is we just need to utilize what he's given us. Those tools that he's given us are great, mighty tools. Great, mighty tools. Glory to God. I know of a preacher that went 40 years in his church without a person dying of disease or sickness. 40 years, because they were a praying church. Woo, glory to God. Okay, I'll stop there. I just wanted to let you know that we are powerful in God's kingdom. We're powerful. We're more powerful than the demons that surround us. All we have to do is just do what he asks us to do. Go ahead, Julie.
I was just looking at, as you were reading all that, got a little bit distracted, Michael, I'm sorry, but I was looking at the weather. The Lord just led me, called to me to look at the weather. And my family is in Iowa throughout the, well, I have a lot of people I know there too, that's where I'm from, but they're in a flood watch through tomorrow, and they are getting, I'm just seeing the storm cells here in the next 12 hours. And it's, if you're familiar with the radar, you know, the extreme, heavy, and moderate rainfalls. And it's a lot of yellow, a lot of yellow. And so, Father, I just thank you that you are God and you're sovereign over the weather, not man. You know, and we just bind up the weather manipulation, the tools that they're using to cause floods throughout Iowa. And Nebraska and into Illinois and however long, whatever other states, Minnesota, Wisconsin, wherever this is heading from west to east, we bind it in the name of Jesus. We speak to these waters that they will not flood. They will not be devastation. And these storm cells just sitting there dumping many, many, many inches of rain and causing devastation and destruction and death and whatever their evil plans are. In Jesus' name, we call it null and void. We command it to fail. We loose the angels to bring down this weather manipulation globally. And I thank you, Lord, that you will be glorified, you will be honored, and people will be saved. In Jesus' name, I pray protection on all of your elect, God. I pray that these just speak and declare that these rivers are not going to swell their banks and cause all kinds of flooding through the towns, cities, and rural areas, all the farmland, and whatever plans they have. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, it's done, and that you're in control, and there's going to be good reports throughout. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Lord, you stood up in that boat and said, peace be still, and then just calm down right then. You've given us that authority in the name of Jesus. None of it will hit anywhere up there in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for dissipating it to your glory, Lord. To your glory. We praise you. We thank you for it, Father. That if they need a rain, they're going to get a little rain that they need. Not going to be any high winds. There's not going to be any tornadoes. Not going to be any lightning storms. No hail storms that'll run the crops. Lord, we thank you for a nice, gentle rain in the places that they need it. If they don't need it, Lord, we thank you that it's going to dissipate. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that we believe that our prayers have been answered, and we're going to see a miracle up there in Idaho. In Jesus' name. Amen. Is there any other place that they've got scheduled to get more rain that they shouldn't? Okay.
Probably.
Anybody else got a prayer request? By the way, that preacher's name that had that church for 40 years without losing anybody to sickness or disease was E.W. Kennedy. 40 years. You know what was the key to it? Endurance in their faith. They didn't give up. It's no giving up. We don't give up. No. Carry that sword with us. We whack the enemy with it. Every chance we get it. Thank you, Lord. All right. Who's next? Who wants to say something?
Michael?
Yeah, Joe.
Sorry, can I say something? I read earlier this morning, well, earlier before I joined the outreach, my verse was Genesis 3:5 about Adam and the fall of man. But what's interesting for me is remember the devil said to the Lord, what I am, make myself like the Most High in Isaiah 14 and 14. He said almost the same thing to Eve. You'll be as God. In other words, you're going to be like me. But he says, now you will know good and evil. But up to that point, you only know Adam and Eve will only know good. But now he says, you know good and evil. Now you're going to know me. I'm be like God. You're going to know me as well. Just interesting for me to see that now, as I said, you're going to be like me now. You're going to know me now because I'm evil. You're going to know me. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Amen. I need some help with what Joe said. I agree, whatever it is.
Joe, I wasn't following along exactly, except you got a verse, and I think you said Genesis 3 this morning. But I wasn't following along. I couldn't understand exactly what you were saying.
Okay. Genesis, my verse was Genesis 3:5. But what's interesting when I read about Genesis is when remember the devil said in, I think it's Isaiah, he said to God, I make myself like the Most High. He wants to be God. That's why he fall. But now when he says he to Eve about that tree, which says, you shall not eat from it or touch it, you will eat it. But he said to her, you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. In other words, you'll be the same as me. You'll know God now. But then, the interesting thing is, he said to her, you know, you're going to know good and evil. But up to that point, Adam and Eve only know good. There was no bad there before that. But he says, you're not going to know good and evil. Now you're going to know me, because I'm evil. Because he's deceiving. And that's just an interesting thing for me. You got that, okay, Julie?
I understood perfectly what you said. Now, did you get it, Michael? Everyone get it?
Does he tell me?
Let me translate for Joe. He said that his verse this morning early was, he was getting Genesis 3:5, and I believe that's where the devil came and tempted Eve, and that he would, that verse was having to be like, he would, you know, you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. And then he was reflecting on where it says in Isaiah, where the devil wanted to be like God and exalt himself higher than even, you know, his throne. And how Joe was saying that it's like, you before that temptation, before they sinned, all they knew was good. But the devil tempted them, you will be like God in knowing good and evil. And how that it's like, now you will know evil, you will know me, as in the devil, you know? And that's just kind of how he was reflecting on that. Whereas before, they didn't know anything but good, but now they'll be like God, they'll know good and evil is.
Yeah.
That was a good observation, Joe. Thank you.
Amen. Yeah. We're both. Thank you, Lord. Devin, did you have your hand up, Walker? Go ahead.
Yes, yes. Yeah, when you asked about prayers, so I have something to pray about. I want to thank everyone. First of all, I thank everyone for praying for my family of my daughter's cousin passed away. And I just found out more things finally. His funeral was Friday. I guess they had to put it off longer than they wanted to because until the police had to do an investigation. I said, investigation? He said, yeah, because there's so much drugs in this apartment. So his dad found him, but he didn't answer his phone, and they knew he was not well anyway, not right, so he went to check him up on him and found him. But the thing I want to pray about is that his mom, Christy, she used years ago, many years ago, she was on drugs, and she met the Lord, she got off of drugs. And I found out from my daughter, Kimberly, who's close, really close to them, is that she's, what's the word? She's, I guess, alcoholic, and plus addicted to Xanax. And so it's just so sad hearing that, because she hadn't come really grown deep in the Lord, but she got born again. And she expressed things of the Lord and things like that. And so did her husband, although he was more far gone than she was, as far as he was just a hard one to listen to talk. He had such worldliness about him, but he expressed that he was a Christian and was born again. But I know she was. And so I just want to pray that God will just.
Hey, Debbie, can you move up to the microphone a little bit?
Okay, I'm sorry. You probably can hear me because my air conditioner comes on and leaves a noise. Probably hear the noise. Yeah. Okay, can you hear me better?
That's a lot better.
Is that better? Okay. So did you hear what I was saying, Michael?
I can now. Yeah.
Did you hear what I did share? Oh, you didn't hear what I did share?
I bet somebody did.
Okay, I was thanking you all first for praying for the family of my daughter's cousin. Who passed away?
Overdose. Oh yeah, okay.
And I found out that they had to do an investigation when the police got there because there were so many drugs in his apartment, and his dad found him there. His dad found him with a needle in his arm, actually. Edmund's really, really hard on him, but I'm trusting God to use this, as horrible as it is, to draw his dad close to the Lord. He expressed that he was a believer, a Christian born again, and his wife, Christy. And these are, you know, Kimberly's aunt's daughter and son-in-law, on her real father's side. And so I just pray, I want to pray that, because Christy did come to the Lord years and years ago. She'd been on drugs and I think alcohol too. And she got saved and was really trying and to live for the Lord. And she would express, you know, she didn't go really deep in the Lord, but she expressed, you know, a relationship with the Lord, you know, and there's testimonies that she did share. So, but now it's sad to hear that my daughter told me that she is, you know, back on the alcohol again and stuck on Xanax, addicted to Xanax. And, you know, just, and this is their second one. I knew there was others in the family, but I didn't realize it was her. This is her second son who OD'd. I remember the other one, but I had forgotten who it was, and it was her son. So how hard, what a hard thing this must be for them to have two children die of overdose, you know, drugs. And I just want to pray. Everybody else can pray too if you'd like to, so, in case I don't really pray it well, but Lord, I pray, Father God, that you would just use this to really minister to Christy, and her husband, I just forgot his name. God, they're a deep need for you, Father God. And I just pray that if they do happen to see possibly being an influence in one way because of anything in their life, they would just turn to you and ask forgiveness. They would not give in to the devil's blame and guilt and condemnation, Lord God, that you would help them to keep their eyes off of that, but to see, Lord, their need for you, Jesus, and to turn to you, God, and just comfort their hearts, Lord God. How hard this must be, Lord, I pray that you, I just bind the addictions in Christy, alcohol, Lord, and this addiction to Xanax, God, I bind this in Jesus' name. This command loose from her in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, that you will use this to cause her to hate this, hate all these addictions, God, that she would just want to get rid of them, and she will call upon you, Lord, in true repentance once again, Lord, to and for you to deliver her, Lord God, from these things. And in Jesus' name, I thank you. Just move through the whole family, God, and touch their hearts and her husband's heart, Jacob's dad, Lord God, and just comfort them, God, for this another tragedy in their family, Lord. And just thank you, Father, you're going to turn this for good, and believe in that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord, that this would be a turnaround in the whole family. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
All right. Glory be to God. All right. Yeah, we'll see.
In the name of Jesus, I break the spirit of witchcraft for Mikia, of this family, this generational curse of drug addiction. In the name of Jesus, I break off all curses on this family, especially concerning this drug addiction, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just praise you and thank you, Lord, for, I agree with Debbie, for saving this whole family in a mighty way, Lord, and giving them awesome testimonies, that you would use them to help others that have this issue in their families, Lord, that they would share the gospel with others and help them to know, Lord, that they don't have to, that it's a demon, and that they can, if someone repents, Lord, they can be delivered, Lord. And we just ask you to turn this all around, Lord, for the sake of the gospel, to bring many into the kingdom, Lord, that have drug addictions, that you bring across their way, across their paths, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for using them and putting it into their heart, Lord, and just drawing them to have a relationship with you like they've never had before. And and bringing them into the full gospel, Lord, complete full gospel, Lord, that you are Savior in all things, Lord, and that you became a curse for us and forgave our sins and took away our sins, Lord, that don't have to live in these addictions, and they are conquerable through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, I just ask that you send the angels out to take up every ounce of fentanyl in this country in Jesus' name and get rid of it. I ask that in the name of Jesus. And I believe it that you could send your angels out to pick it all up, dump it somewhere where nobody can find it. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that. Tired of seeing the newspapers saying this kid died of it, that kid died of it, blah, blah, blah. Lord, I thank you that it is over. This drug war is over. And I come against Satan and his dominion that wants to flood this nation with outlawed drugs. In Jesus' name. And I come against Farmer Kia for putting it out there too, because it'd be just as bad. I praise you and I thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, let's see.
I don't know if y'all remember this, but when Brooke was in the hospital and she had Maverick, they offered her for pain fentanyl. Yes. And she said, no, thank God. So, Father, I just pray that that drug be totally, completely outlawed, that even doctors cannot prescribe it, Lord, because it is very addictive. And Lord, we just go to the root of this, Lord. We just, Lord, just send the angels to destroy the factories, the pharmaceutical companies where they are making this, and I believe the biggest source of it is from China, if I remember correctly. And wherever it's being made, we just send the angels to destroy these factories, Lord. Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord, in this, and ridden this world of this drug, in Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Jesse. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. We're going to see a breakthrough in this drug crisis in this nation. We praise you. We thank you for it, Father. That fentanyl is so dangerous. If you don't know the right amount to take, it can kill you in a heartbeat. That's what happened to my grandson. You can't trust that stuff. Thank you, Lord. We're getting rid of it. Monroe had to go because his internet was intermittent. He said he loved everybody. Praise God. All right. Yeah, Missy. Oh, Missy. Julie. Yeah, I know.
Okay, we look like Jesus. I also want to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you, God, for what you're doing to clean up this country from all the wickedness that has been allowed to come in here through past administrations and all that means. And we just command the angels to assist and remove all of the illegals that are still here and to restrain all the resistance that's coming against ICE and the special operations, the military and Border Patrol and all the people that are working, They're putting their lives out there on the line every single day to get rid of these illegals and these criminals, dangerous criminals, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for deporting them via angel, Lord, all of them that they're having trouble finding. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing down all this protest against ICE and the chaos and the things that they are doing to hinder using their bodies, using all kinds of distractions to hinder. They stormed a, I don't remember where it was at, but I think it was a court someplace in California, but I don't remember what city it was in. But they're, I don't know, of course, just the court up there, what they were having. But anyhow, they stormed that and just causing all kinds of problems up there. And they were also, I saw something up in Ventura County where they were going into the cannabis fields and collecting the illegals that were up there. And there all these suddenly all these protesters showed up. So Lord, wherever these leaks are happening, that these protesters just show up when they're doing these raids, wherever they are, that that would be found out, and these people would be held accountable and removed too, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for doing it, Lord. Amen.
Get them out of here, Lord. Just get them out of here. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for rounding up all the politicians that are coming against the two. Just round them up and get them out of here. Thank you, Lord, for the Lord Brunson case that'll get rid of a bunch of them. Thank you, Lord. I think we need to outlaw the Democrat Party. I'm like David, we need to outlaw the Democrat Party. Praise you, Father. Did you know? I saw this today. Did you know that back in the 60s, they put "In God We Trust" in there? Did you know why it was done that way? Why it was put in there? Would you like to know?
Would you share? Would you share, Michael? Thank you.
Well, sure, I would. Yeah. Well, it was because there were, I'm trying to think of how it manifested.
You want me to share the video? It's not very long.
Yeah, let's do that. If you got it. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. It was what it was designed to do was to point out the people that didn't like "In God We Trust" were all communists and Marxists. That was back during the Cold War. That's back when the Democrats didn't, they couldn't get away with being communists and Marxists like they have today. And actually, they were a lot more conservative back then. They put that's what the "In God We Trust" is on the dollar bill. And also above the, I think it's above the, is it above the Congress doors? He'll tell you.
I got it ready.
Okay. Go ahead. That tap. Oh, there it is.
Look at what just happened.
You see those words up there, that motto, it says "In God We Trust" right above the speaker's rostrum. You know, a previous Congress put that there in the early 60s, in the height of the Cold War. There's a little visitor's guide that people get when you do tours late at night. You've probably seen your constituents and visitors and friends get the guide. If you turn, I think it's about to page 21. It explains why that's there. And it says Congress voted to put that there as a rebuke to the Soviets' worldview at the height of the Cold War. Why? Because communism, socialism, find their root in Marxism. And Marxism begins with the belief that there is no God. It's wrong. And this Congress made us stand those many years ago, and we should do it again. We're different, we're distinct, we're exceptional, because we acknowledge that right there, our motto.
Look at what just happened.
Boy, how far have we swum left, huh? Golly. It'd be interesting to watch the House there and the senators, see who stood up clout. All right. Anybody got anything they'd like to share? The reason I talked about our prayer life is because I've been very lax in my prayer life up till just a few days ago. And I found out that you can't just say a 5-minute prayer and expect God to move on that. You have to want God to hear you. You not only want Him to hear you, you want Him to act on what you want from Him. And He's going to try you to see if you're going to stay with Him. That's been my biggest problem, is people won't stay with their prayers. They'll say it a couple of times and think that's enough. And you lose people when that happens. I don't know. It's just been very heavy on my mind here the last week or so. And how that Lord wants us to be prayer warriors. Not just get up and say a little fancy prayer and then think that's going to be enough. Sounds good to everybody, but did you mean it? A simple prayer with the heart of God in you will do more than a big fancy prayer that lasts 5 minutes. Just saying. And that's some reasons that I'm putting this out there, and that's why I want you to listen tomorrow night. We've got a great testimony. It's going to be given tomorrow night. During the Friday night service. Yeah, Judy. Or at least I hope it is. I hope they got it finished.
I'm sure it'll be great. Look forward to it. Have you guys been, I don't know if you watch any of the news or seen any of this on YouTube or anything, but I saw a couple of clips of this in the last few days. Just the huge movement in Michigan of the Muslims, that they're taking over towns there. Were you guys aware of that? Benita's not.
No, I haven't seen anything.
Has anyone, Debbie, you seen it? Are you aware of it?
I'm aware of it. I've heard about it, but I haven't looked at it myself.
Yeah. I was really excited. This country, allows you to practice your religion, whatever it is, so they allow anyone to come in here and freedom of religion. So, but these people have, they're taking over, I guess, a lot of towns in Michigan specifically. I don't know what towns, I'm sorry, but I just know it was in Michigan. I was wondering how we pray about all that, because there is that in the Constitution about freedom of religion.
That's a terrorist organization.
I know that, but we need to pray to get them out of here.
Yeah, let's do.
Okay. Please, thank you, Michael.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. Lord, we lift up this radical religion, murderous religion. It's very demeaning to women and to themselves, actually. Father, we just ask and we pray that you move that stuff out of here. It's a blight on this country to have allowed this group of people to try to take over areas in this United States, and the people have allowed it to happen. Father God, I just ask and I pray that you would rise up in prayer up there in that area, people that would rise up and pray against that religion and pray it out of there in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for it. I come against it myself. If anybody wants to join in with me, let's just pray against it in the name of Jesus. We break the power of Islam anywhere in this United States, and it will not get a foothold anywhere. That the people of God would rise up and pray against it, pray a revival, that every one of the Muslims would come to Jesus. And Father, I thank you for it. I praise you, Father, that that's exactly what will happen. And I believe it. I speak it. I declare it. And I decree it that there will not be any Islam strongholds in this country at all. In Jesus' name, we praise you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for bringing it down. Bringing it down. Not only bringing it down, Lord, changing their lives. It's a religion of hate, murder, rape, pedophilia, all of that, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for just destroying it out of this country in Jesus' name. Let your people, Lord, place it in their hearts to pray against it in Jesus' name. Rise up your people, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for the fire of God to be coming into your people up there that would get up and start praying against it. And I praise you, Father, for that. Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for rising up great, mighty warriors for God, for you, Lord, that would get this nasty religion out of here. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that. And I thank you, Lord, that the way to do that is to preach Jesus, preach love, and show them the mighty signs and wonders, Lord, that you have already given us. And I praise you and I thank you for that, Father, that it will get their attention and they would all change to you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. It's done. Praise God. Did anybody believe that? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I believe.
I'd like to pray.
Okay, go ahead, Debbie.
Thank you, Lord. You are breaking that foothold, as Michael mentioned. Break that foothold, God, that these Muslims have over there in Michigan, God. That doesn't go anywhere else, God. Just bring them down, Lord. We think you're going to bring them down. We just speak that they brought down in Jesus' name. And I pray, God, that you, I don't know how things are done in the government, but beginning with Trump, God, that you would somehow get these laws changed of this kind of freedom, Lord God. And Lord, and like opening, thing like opening his eyes and changing things, wanting to get rid of the Democratic Party and all this evil, God. I pray, Lord, that you would just move in the government to cause these things to happen, Lord, in Jesus' name. We know also, too, God, that you can somehow just, we pray you use the angels and take them out of here. Move those Muslims out, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, just setting this country free and setting those places free, God. They're in bondage to that religion, Lord, in Jesus' name. And protect your people, God, and hear their cries, Lord, and answer their prayers, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Let the fires of revival start up there, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Get some praying people out there, Lord, to pray and start a revival, a repentance revival. Yeah. We praise you, Father, for that. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, angels, for going out there right now. See, nudging them along. Nudging them along. Getting them along. Get them on their knees and start praying.
Yes, amen. They think they are so strong, oh God, and they are strong. There's strength in that Muslim religion, God. But I pray, God, that the Christians will just, like Michael prayed also, they would rise up and then show the love of Jesus and proclaim Jesus and just chase those Muslims out of there because they don't want to hear any more of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you are greater, God, and your people are stronger, Lord. Our authority is stronger, God, than their strength and their might. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, you will just move them out and as they see, Lord, the true love of Christians and how many there are, Lord God. I just pray you be strong and your believers, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. We destroy every stronghold that the enemy of Islam has tried to put into this country in Jesus' name. We praise you, Father, that you have already risen up these great, mighty warriors for you, Lord, to pray and to come against it in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. They don't have to get it. It's not a physical, it's a spiritual war. And we praise you, Father, for bringing it out, bringing it down, and destroying all the works of the enemy trying to disrupt what you started in this country. In the name that's above every name, above the name of Muhammad, above the, what is it, Judy Jacob? Jacob says she goes through the whole list of praise God. Thank you, Father, for doing that. In Jesus' name. Somebody get that up.
I also have prayed too that Lord help your people to remember, and especially those that are in the midst of all those people, Lord, that you would help them to realize, and those that are baptized in the Holy Spirit, that you would get many baptized in your Spirit, and to realize, God, that you've given them authority over all things, Lord.
Yes,
God. And we take authority over those Muslims, and they can too, Father. So fill them with your Holy Ghost power, Lord God. I pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Lord, I just ask that you place it in everybody's heart to make a list for tomorrow when we come together, that we're going to pray against it. We're going to have a good time doing it too, because you're going to be with us. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We love you, Lord. You look so pretty, as that little boy said. All right, Debbie, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to share one thing since you just mentioned about sharing things. So I know that Angelica's one shows tomorrow night, and she can share it much better than I can. But we were going to go for a walk at Kieflofer today, and Lord spoke to her prayer walk. So we decided to do we followed the Lord anyway, and doing a prayer walk in town, downtown again. And it was just so amazing.
Thank you.
So amazing. A follow-up of Wednesday yesterday. It was just so amazing. So I want to just praise the Lord for that. It's too much to get into, but God did move so mightily, and all that we ran into, the connections that he made. It was just amazing. So I thank the Lord for that. And
praise God.
Can't wait for her to share that tomorrow too. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. It's wonderful.
Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else want to pray? Lord, I thank you for bringing every person in my family into the kingdom. I thank you, Father, that I have already broken the power of Satan off of them, and they are coming in, and they're going to come in running. And I praise you, Father, for your angels that are out there working in their lives right now. And I praise you for your Holy Spirit that's working on too. Thank you, Lord, for placing it in. I break the power of Satan off of Blake, that he's quit the drinking, he's quit the smoking, he's quitting all of that, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that he's going to stay with it this time. And I praise you and I glorify you, Father, that he's going to be a mighty man of God. And I thank you, Lord, for all the rest of my family members, that every one of them, even Courtney, as far as she is left, she's going to be that much further back to the right in Jesus' name. And I praise you and I thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Who's next? Okay, just give me a few minutes here. Woo! Man, yeah, and Andrew kind of stoic tonight. What's going on over there? Anybody else got a prayer they want to pray? Wake them up, Lord. Wake everybody up that's yours across this country. So start praying. Start praying. Start praying. Start praying the promises that you've given us, Lord. Start praying the authority that you've given us. Start praying the power of the signs and wonders of the Holy Spirit would be evident in everybody's walk as they go out like Debbie and Angelica did today, that the signs and wonders would be following them like a tornado. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. And every time that they go out, somebody, somewhere, gets saved. And I praise you for it, Father. Not only that, their freedom will reign wherever they walk. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. That fire ain't getting close, is it, Julie? Nope, it's not.
There is a lot of sirens going by. They're going this way. So that's wherever, you know. Thank you, Lord, that whatever the need is, God, the angels are there. I pray for your mercy and grace and protection, and bless the first responders. And we just pray against all destruction and violence and rage and anger and arson and whatever the need is, God has already taken care of. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Debbie.
I just want to share what I just heard the Lord say when you started praying about, Lord, help us to go out. And, you know, when you prayed that, heard the Lord say, and my fire will go before you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God.
Fire will go before us.
Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Did y'all hear that?
Pardon?
I know you heard it, Debbie. I was asking everybody else if they heard what you said.
I was praying. So
say it again.
He said, my fire will go before you.
And that's for those that get out and start praying around our neighborhoods, right?
Amen. He actually said, and my fire will go before you. When you pray, we should, Lord, help us do this. And my fire will go before you. So, yes, thank you, Lord.
You get out and do it, he'll work. He'll do the work for you. Glory be to God. Woo! I can see that little fire going before everybody when they get out, get after it. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm going to give you my experience. I've got a real good friend of mine that he's just about as rough as you could get. And he and I are the same age. We grew up together. Very good friends from just a little bitty boy. We rodeoed together, farmed right next to one another. And he's about as lost as you could get. And when I call him and talk to him, or he calls me and talks to me, it's, you know, it's one cuss word right after another. And because I'm I know him so well, I've been negligent because I didn't want him to get mad, not talk to me at all. But I've been negligent in correcting him on his cursing, you know. I'm talking about, you know, blaspheming God, things like that. I do say some things. I don't let him get away with everything. Anyway, Lord, I thank you for boldness to talk to John in a way that would affect his very life. And Lord, I know what you told me the other day. You told me the other day that you love John. And if I told him that, that might be what he needs. And I thank you, Father, for putting that boldness in me and the words to say to John that would change his very life. He's got, he calls himself, he's got COPD. And he has trouble breathing. But Lord, you can change that in a heartbeat. And I ask and I pray, Father, that you would prepare his heart to receive the gospel that he knows nothing about. And I thank you for it, Father. Jesus' name. He had a grandfather that I truly loved. He was a good guy, but he wasn't a Christian. He killed himself. He shot himself one night when he was 80 something years old. Big farmer. And his dad was an auctioneer. Very good auctioneer, very big auctioneer. And just that kind of a family, you know, just a rough family. But God could change the roughest of us. I mean, look at me. Glory to God, he changed me. He changed you too. But look at me, that old sanctified look. That glory to God. But yeah, he could change the worst of us. I thank you, Lord, you're going to change John's. I've been praying for it. So if y'all would bleed with me, Lord, I just break the power of the enemy off of him right now. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask and I pray that you would open up his ears to hear what I have to say to him. And Lord, I ask that you lead me into the things that you want me to speak to him about. When I call him, when you want me to, I'll call him. And we'll both talk to him in a way that will change his very life, him and his wife too, and his daughter. And I praise you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for John Schaffner. In Jesus' name. I believe it. Y'all believe it? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's my old buddy. We rodeoed together in high school. All right, Debbie.
I just wanted to pray too. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that Michael will be so prayed up, God, and so full of faith and boldness, God, that next open door when he talks to his friend, God, and the opportunity when he curses or whatever that opportunity will be, that Michael will know that's the time, and he will be bold to just speak lovingly but boldly to this to his friend, Lord. I just thank you that you're going to make that open door, then Michael's going to walk right through it, Lord, and thank you that you want to save this man, or this wouldn't have been brought up tonight, Lord God. You want to save him, Lord, and thank you that you're going to do that, Lord. Thank you that you can make him yours. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Repentance, Lord.
Glory to God. Yep, I believe it.
Thank Amen. You. I just want to add just a little thing there at the end. Heavenly Father, thank you for working in John's heart. You've already been working because you've been hearing the prayers. And that he's going to be receptive to what Michael has to say. And it's already working. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that he's already thinking on things because you're working in his heart. And he's thinking on things what Michael's already said. And I just praise you, God, for giving Michael peace about it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Doing that for my old buddy, John Lofton Shelton, too. All right. Who's next? Lord, I just praise you. Yeah, that's good. Let's just praise God. Thank you, Father, for all that you're doing in our lives, our family's lives, our friends' lives, our brothers and sisters' lives. And we just praise you, Lord, for all that you do. Glory be to God. We thank you for being our God. You're an awesome God. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Father, for what you're doing in us. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for working in all of us. Thank you, Lord, for bringing all of our old buddies back during the rapture. I'm not talking about the rapture, but the resurrection. There you go. I get it right. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Rapture, resurrection, same thing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. And I just pray for everybody else, too, that have that difficult, good friend that they have. It's hard to talk to sometimes. They would just flow with your love, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right. Anybody else? Is somebody make y'all mad, Andrew? I'm just asking. All right, good. Joe, go ahead. Wake up, Judy.
I just want to remember a little correction. I was talking earlier about my verse was 3:18, and I was talking about 3:5. But I have a question if I can change the subject a little bit. In Genesis 3:18, Michael, what's
Genesis
that
2.
meaning of that spiritual meaning of Genesis? Genesis 3:18. What's that thorn and thistle shall it bring forth to thee? What does it mean in the context of that? Was I just look at it spiritual?
Oh, 3:18.
He was talking to Adam. Adam. God was talking to Adam there.
Genesis 3:18 says, thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. Thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Well, unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In toil shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also, thistles shall it bring forth to thee. Thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Well, if you know anything about farming, thorns and thistles is not good in your crops. So what he's saying is a curse, looks like to me.
There shall also be a curse. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's a curse on the land. Generally, what thorns and thistles means is it's not good ground. My experience. Go ahead, Judy.
Well, I was thinking, you know, that before the curse, before they sinned, you know, the they were eating and just, you know, the work he did, I'm assuming whatever work he did, you know, in harvesting or whatever, is like there wasn't anything for them to do except harvest the fruit. It was blessed. Everything was blessed. But then after the sin and curse came on the land, everything was cursed. So in other words, now he had to toil. You know, they're like weeds. You know, the thorns and the thistles, they're weeds. You don't want them in, you know. And then spiritually, you know, it's like, you know, our land is cursed, I think, is what that is too. So now you got to, you know, it's work. Yeah, whatever the ground produces, then there's it's not clean like it was before. So yeah, it's no longer just the blessing; it's the curse. And remember, Jesus bore the crown of thorns, which represented the curse. And Andrew's got something wise to say on that.
All right, Andrew.
You know, in chapter 13 of Matthew, the third land is thorns and thistles. Right? Cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word and bear not forth fruit. So maybe that has something to do with it. I'm not saying it does, but that's what popped into my head, thorns and thistles, while you guys were talking. So I had to wait.
Amen. Yeah. In a farmer's language, thorns and thistles represent sour ground. They like sour ground.
You know, there's a lot of emphasis on farming in the Bible.
Yes.
And, yeah, you know, I remember when we read that book by Keller about Psalm, as the deer panted for the water, you know, the sheep psalm there.
Psalm 23.
Yeah, Psalm 23, where, remember we read that book online here, and it was a farmer who had sheep And he started to talk about what he used to do with the sheep. Oh, he used to even warm them up when it was cold on the high plateau. He would give them a shot of alcoholic wine, strong alcoholic wine or whiskey or something, and it would warm them up, and all the little lambs would bounce around, you know. And because, you know, when you take a shot of something like that, it does warm up your stomach, but it's a false warming. But then jumping around like that, they feel warm, and that would warm them up too. So, yeah, I remember when we read that book together, it was an interesting thing that we did that time. We did the whole book because it was a real thin book, and it was free.
What's the name of it?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to look back in my... If I try to bring that up, it's going to come up in like 5 minutes.
something about the shepherd's psalm.
Psalm 23.
The perspective of Psalm 23 through a shepherd's eyes. You know, the shepherd is,
Yeah, I think I've got that. Yeah, I remember that. That's a good little old book. All right, anyone else? Lord, I just pray for Donald Trump that you give him wisdom, courage to do whatever it is that has to be done in a good way. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for it. I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's do this. He's been hit with a lot of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, I command all witchcraft curses to be thrown to the ground. That's null and void. And I praise you, Father, that they will not hit him. We thank you for your shield around Trump, that the curses bounces off of him. It goes back to the one who spoke them. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Every curse spoken against Trump and his team, I bind up and cast it down as null and void in Jesus' name. This day, and as long as Trump's in there as president, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. And they seem to think that one of the reasons that he's been wishy-washy here lately is because of that. Because of the witchcraft curses spoken that the Satanists are throwing at him. So we need to keep him and that team of his in prayer all the time. So he won't make stupid mistakes like has been done here just in the last recent history. Lord, we thank you for giving him wisdom and discernment and the courage to stand up to what he's already given us, Lord. And we praise you and we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that Donald Trump is bringing down the deep state. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yeah, I see it, Joe. A shepherd's look at Psalm 23. Amen. That's just a small little old book. All right. Anybody got a prayer they'd like to pray? Or something they'd like to say? Or something they'd like to sing? Or something they'd like to preach?
Michael?
Hey, Joe.
I could just say, God is good all the time.
Amen. God is good all the time. What is that old song we used to sing? What's that song, Debbie? Get thee, Satan, behind me. How's that song go? That was Philip's mama singing.
Oh, I don't know. I thought you meant God is good all the time. I don't know what to mean that thing. I don't know that one song. Oh. Sorry.
I'll tell you what, get people up out to see. Play that Judy Jacobs song right quick. God, of God.
Been waiting for that.
Step up some noise.
Is that my cue?
Yeah, I play that too. I want to hear you wail it out too, Judy.
I know you.
Amen. Well, that's nice.
Behold, he comes riding on a cloud, shining like the sun, at the trumpet call. Yes, yeah, yeah, yes. So lift your of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Behold, he
comes, hey,
riding on the cloud,
yes,
shining like the sun, at the trumpet call. So lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Yeah, yes, Lord. The dry bones becoming as fresh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of prayer. And these are the days of the harvest, yes, Lord. The fields are as white in your word. Yes, and we are the laborers in your Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah.
There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah.
To declare tonight, Jesus, there's no God like Jehovah. Nobody, nobody, not Buddha, nor Mahan, nor Sun, nor Moon. Nobody, 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 nobody,
nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, over at Matt Nana's. Woo, what a crowd that draw. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else got a song they want to sing?
Hey, Michael?
Yeah.
How old is that song? How old is her singing that?
Well, your guess is good as mine. I don't know. I don't know.
How old that is, the video?
Missy, don't talk with your mouth full.
It looks to me like the 90s, early 90s, maybe.
Maybe that. I think in the 80s with those big those big shoulder pads.
Oh yes, that's true.
That's hard
Let
to
me look.
say.
Let me look. Let me pull it up.
Who had shoulder pads on? I didn't see no
Wow.
football players, huh?
Well, if she feels up to it and young enough, Lord, bring her here. Make her young again.
She's been singing that song a long time. So I
Yeah.
don't know. I don't know how old it is. So
She's up there.
it's probably 40, 50
2008.
years old.
That was August 6, 2008.
Oh, okay.
Too bad.
We're all a little off.
Okay. So it's about 18 years old, 17 years old.
16 years old.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah, bring her here, Lord.
She's been
Yes.
singing it a long time. She sings it for me about every day. Amen. Well, all right, Lord, we just thank you for a wonderful night that you've given us. Lord, we thank you for answering our prayers tonight, too. We believe that you've already started answering, Lord. We're going to keep on, keep on, keep on till we get these demon rats out of here and get the Muslims out of here, deep staters out of here. And we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing for us and in us, too. In Jesus' name. Lord bless Judy Jacobs. I don't know what she's doing now. I expect she's still singing somewhere. We praise you, Lord. Thank you for it, in Jesus' name. Paul Wilbur, too. Amen. All right, y'all. We out of time. Y'all be blessed. Yeah.